Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's an amazing memoir, A Week on Award. Vincent Blade Douglas is in his late 20s, striving to obtain a doctorate in psychology. He suffers a nervous breakdown, wakes up in a hospital bed, has no idea how he got there, even who he is. The book takes us along as he regains his memory and works his way through multiple delusions, experiencing hallucinations along the way, the story of altered states of awareness and human resiliency. Vincent Blade Douglas is a former high school teacher, math, Russia, psychology, systems analysis. After obtaining his doctorate, he worked as a federally funded evaluator of a countywide demonstration project, as manager at a large health and welfare fund, and as a freelance instructional designer, providing training materials and business documentation for over 50 companies, and now the author of A Week on Award, Vincent Blade Douglas, our guest on This Week in America. Vincent, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
It is such an important story to tell, and I gave a brief synopsis of the basic storyline, but talk about your book, Week on Award. What's it all about?
Okay, the actual heart of it is exactly what it says. It's a week that I spent on a psychiatric ward. As you mentioned, I woke up. I didn't know who I was, where I was, how I got there, and slowly but surely, the book traces how I regained my memory, my thought processes, delusions, hallucinations, and so forth. And the one thing I just want to emphasize is this happened quite a while ago, almost 50 years, is that it's not me now reminiscing or making this up or calling on my memory. The book itself, over 90% of it, was actually written right after I got off the ward. So it's a very factual, there's as far as I know, no embellishment, no fictionalization, no exaggeration. It's just, here I am waking up and slowly but surely becoming my normal again.
Well, let's talk about waking up. How terrifying was that for you? I mentioned you really didn't know where you were, who you were, what was happening. Talk about, if you can recall, as you woke up and what you were going through.
Well, what's funny about this is there was no fear because my mind was like a spinning roulette wheel. So I would go from one thought to another, to another, to another, and it would never stop. My spinning wheel of a mind would never stop long enough for me to be able to say, oh, wow, I don't know who I am. You know, I'm terrified. That just didn't happen. I just kept getting sidetracked, watching my toe, looking at the wall, wondering where I was, and that kind of thing.
With us on the program is Vincent Blade Douglas. The book is A Week on Award. You'll find the book at BalboaPress.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That will take you directly to the link for Vincent's book. Let's talk about when you woke up writing this story. You formulated the story in your mind, and it happened several decades ago. Why did you decide to publish it now? Talk about that decision that, okay, I'm going to go back and I'm going to write about these experiences.
Well, what's kind of funny about this, when I turned 75, I said, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I announced to family and friends that I was going to spend the last quarter of my life on spiritual development. And I say tongue in cheek because, of course, if this is the last quarter of my life, that means I'm going to live to be 100. might be a little optimistic. The book basically resurfaced. It took me hours to find it, going through old computer files and so on. And I was just drawn to it like a magnet. I had thought maybe I'd become a monk. Maybe I would do a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Maybe I would go visit temples in India. But no, I was drawn to this book, and I managed to find it. I printed it out. I read it, and there were so many, I don't know what I'd call them, tidbits that just kind of awakened me. It was very meaningful. Very meaningful experience.
What has that experience been like for you to go back and to, in the process of writing this, sort of relive those moments? Were you surprised by anything, maybe shocked by anything, as you went back and recounted this in book form?
Well, actually, pretty close. One of the things which is kind of trivial is I have not touched a cigarette for decades now. And I was very, very surprised that while I was on the ward, I smoked, and as did a lot of the other patients, which I'm very, very much against. But the most surprising thing to me, I had thought as the decades went by and my mind healed, that when I went back and thought of the ward experiences, I would see them realistically. But no, I still, and the book has helped me do this, but I still see the hallucinations. I still hear the voices and that kind of thing, as opposed to a more realistic environment.
Interesting. With us on This Week in America is Vincent Blade Douglas. The book we're talking about is A Week on a Ward. It's published by Balboa Press. Information at balboapress.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get all of that information. Talk about, as you look back and you were putting the book together, the organization of the book, which is very important in telling the story. How is the book organized?
Okay, it starts out, there's a rather long introduction, about 40 pages long, and this kind of gives the background of how I ended up in the state that I did. After this introduction, there's a short chapter called Getting In, and it shows how I go from sitting on a couch to be admitted to a psychiatric ward. and then each chapter is a day. So we have Saturday, when I was totally disoriented, and it went on for literally forever and ever and ever. Sunday, and then of course Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Saturday morning, I was released.
And the book is literally A Week on a Ward, which is the title. Vincent Blade Douglas, our guest on the program. You talked about some of the hallucinations, and you've included a number of those in the book. Let's talk about those, and then we'll talk about the delusions as well that you went through.
Okay, well, I'll just mention a couple of the hallucinations that... For example, on the first day, my consciousness very quickly, I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I knew I had to get out. So my entire consciousness, any thoughts that stayed were, how do I get off of the ward? And I found myself, there was a double door locked entrance to the ward, and then on the other end, there was an emergency exit. So I was at the emergency door. I'm standing there. It was right near my room. I'm barefoot. I'm wearing the ward pajamas. And I noticed this emergency door, and I was about to push it open, and I thought to myself, I think an alarm will go off. As soon as I had that thought, my head swiveled, and here was a fire alarm. And without thinking, I just reached over and pulled the alarm. And I thought I would just get out the door and, yes, you know, get off the ward. Well, what happened, and it was one of the strongest hallucinations I had, things flipped. And there was, of course, clanging of noise. People were running back and forth in the corridor, but the corridor became vertical. And I watched these people running back and forth from a height of about 100 feet. And I was so amazed. I just stood there with my mouth open, like, what's going on here? And anyway, they came and got me, took me back to my room. Very similar, and this is my most scattered day, Saturday. They used to wheel in a large food truck, and it had different cabinets and slots, and it's where we got our meals. And it was plugged in order to keep the meals warm. And I had noticed them bringing this on and taking it off the ward, and a guy would just, a staff member would just push it up to these double doors, yell, yo, and then would be buzzed out. So I thought, well, that looks simply enough. I'll just do that. So I went over, leaned over, reach for the plug, and just as I was about to touch the plug, my world went totally oops. And it was like the food truck was this menacing, huge, aware something, like a robot. And really, it was more like I became very small. I became like a two-year-old toddler, and totally, I guess the word would be freaked by,
yes,
by this huge mechanism, and it, those kind of things. So those are a couple. There's more. There's some auditory hallucinations where I heard voices and that kind of thing.
And you'll find those in the book, A Week on a Ward. The author is Vincent Blade Douglas, BalboaPress.com, where you can find the book. When you look back to the medical treatment you received, what were your thoughts on that, on the ward at the time and afterwards? What was that like?
Well, actually, looking backwards, it was really a kind of supportive, lukewarm environment. But while I was there, I had all kinds of delusions, and initially I thought I was in a change center where I was going to be reprocessed, where I was going to be reborn as my opposite, i.e. a small girl. another delusion that went on was that all the staff, all the other patients, everyone belonged to different factions, and everybody was fighting for control, but they were all being controlled by the puppet master, the guy behind the scenes that in the bowels of the hospital. So anyway, from that point of view, I do say in the book some negative things, mainly because I'm thinking that this nurse who thinks she's in charge is really a dupe of the puppet master and things like that. But in reality, the staff were plentiful. There was a good staff patient relationship ratio. The food was good and plentiful. Everything was clean, modern, so I'm much more neutral about the medical treatment. It was not maybe what I said in my book.
Interesting. The book is A Week on a Ward. Boy, time going by so quickly with Vincent Blade Douglas, our guest and the author on the program. Who do you think would like to read this book? Talk about the writing it and how the book would be useful for people.
Well, actually, I would hope everybody would like to read it.
Exactly. Yes, it's a great story.
First of all, it is a little entertaining. There's a lot of absurd moments, almost jokes on myself. One of the first things I wanted to do was act crazy in order to make people laugh. So here I am on a psychiatric ward thinking, boy, I've got to act crazy. So we do have, I think anyone interested in psychology, how the human mind works, I think it would be of interest. Anyone, and of course these would probably be grandparents now mostly, but anyone that knows anyone that has taken psychedelics, anyone that knows anyone that has been confined to a mental institution, anyone that works with the mentally ill, certainly. And the thing is, I think the book makes very, very clear that you're mostly affected by other patients. And that's something I think medical staff are probably aware of, but it's really something to keep in mind. In fact, if we go down, first it's other patients, then it's caretakers, staff, people that like mop and bring food. And then you get to the nurses. And finally, you really see your doctor very little.
Yeah, it's fascinating the impact that others had on you, other patients had on you. That's somewhat surprising to an outsider. And that's just a little of the information you'll find in the book, A Week on a Ward. Vincent Blade Douglas is the author, our guest on the program. This has become sort of a driving force in your life, hasn't it? Talk about the importance of getting this message out.
Well, it's hard for me to explain. I accomplished my number one purpose. This was probably the best or the greatest self-healing thing I could have done, i.e. write down my experiences.
Yes.
Also, as the week went on, I was losing my manual dexterity. So just the typing and retyping of this book, and as I said, it was actually written in the first 6 months following my release, about 90% of it. And that's probably, you know, my main audience, but I would hope that other people would really, really enjoy it in some ways. First of all, to show wonder. I'm reminded of, Shakespeare, where Hamlet says to Horatio, let me see if I get this right, there are more things in heaven and in earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. So I would like some readers to show some wonder. Also, I think this is a story of human resiliency for those of us that have mental or physical disabilities. I think there's a message of hope here as our body and mind strives to be well. And maybe the biggest thing which I would like is and that I think people would be interested in is gratitude. For those of you out there, if you can walk and talk at the same time, if you can go outside and stand in the sun whenever you want, this is so magnificent. Be grateful. Be grateful for who you are and what you are and what you can be.
A minute or so left in the program, and I want to ask your thoughts, considering the legalization of marijuana, vaping, the use of opioids, which, of course, has been in the news. What's your view of mind-altering drugs like this today, legal and illegal, and are they addressed in the book?
Not really. We basically, the book is what I would call value-free. It just states experiences. It's experiential. But right now, there's so much on the internet. There's so much. We have guided meditations. We have yoga exercises, on and on and on. The internet is just filled with all kinds of possibilities, and many of these are at little or no cost. And I would strongly recommend to everyone, try these first. And as far as vaping and opioids, oh my goodness, I'm very sorry they even exist.
It's been a very meaningful conversation with Vincent Blade Douglas, our guest in the program, just touching the surface of his book, A Week on Award. The book is available at balboapress.com, other places as well, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Vincent, time went by way too quickly. A pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for sharing your story.
Can I just say one last thing?
Oh, and you want to get yes email in there?
Yes, I want to mention the email that I have a daily affirmation, and it ends with "May I be generous with my time and resources," and that's what. I view this book as being generous with my time and resources, and as such, there's a V.B. Douglas, V as in Vincent, B as in Blade, Douglas, at sbcglobal.net, and if anyone, as they read the book or finish the book, have any questions or comments, I will personally read them. And I will answer as many as I can.
And once again, the book's available at balboapress.com. The email for Vincent is V, as in Victor, B, Douglas, at sbcglobal.net. All of that available with information on the program at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Vincent, once again, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Excellent job with the book. We'll be positively touching a number of people. Thank you for sharing your story on the program.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. The guest, Vincent Blade Douglas, the book, A Week on Award, book available at balboapress.com. Of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on Vincent's book. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.